Well, basically, the bridge, they want to put a footpath here on the bridge, and the bridge is narrow enough as it is. So once they put the footpath, it's down to a one-lane bridge. And then, you see, we think it's going to be dangerous because basically the main road is just 100 metres up there. So when the traffic are backing up, the cars will be onto the main road. So traffic coming down the main road from Bundoran is probably can run into a car or whatever. You know, it's basically dangerous. What we want is the bridge to be put in the inside, in on the wall.
And do you feel, obviously, then not enough thought has been put through into these
plans? Basically not. We're thinking here, like, this is a peaceful protest. We're all here peacefully. The design is fault. There's big faults in the design of the plan for the footpaths. It was no thought put into it, really. It's just bang a footpath on the bridge, narrowing it up, and basically that's what we're thinking, you know.
And will it cause severe traffic disruption, do you think, in the long run?
We think it will cause traffic disruption, definitely, because onto the main road, as I said earlier, the cars will be backing out onto the main road, so you'll have traffic coming down the main road, and it'll be dangerous. And plus, we have a small little narrow bridge up here further, so the traffic on this side, the Ballantrellick side, if there's someone coming across the little humpback bridge, they could run into a car.
Now, despite obvious opposition to these works, they're going ahead regardless, it would seem.
They seem to be bulldozing on ahead with it. There's no regard for the local people, really. What they're thinking is, you know, we'll just bang in this bridge here, it'll do them, it'll be grand for them. But we won't accept that. We want a proper bridge for the long term.
And what is the story or the plan for after today, after this protest?
Well, the contractors, we were speaking to the contractors, they have come in as far as the corner, this little piece here, and then this part of the bridge will be next. So we're here for the long haul. We're going to sit here until we meet with the engineers and solve this problem properly.
Patricia Brennan, you're one of many local residents here who are opposed to these works, but yet and all, they're ongoing anyway today.
That's correct, Catherine, and I appreciate you being here to hear our voices. This is a peaceful protest because Sligo County Council, who work for the people, will not engage with us and give us the opportunity to voice our concerns and be heard. They committed to a meeting of a representative group from the community and councillors, and they reneged on that. The people are very concerned in the area, and that is why we have had to do this today. But we stress it's a peaceful protest to have our voices heard. The result of all this is that the local community are upset, annoyed, frustrated and concerned about the works and the impact they will have on the locality. There's a total lack of respect being shown to us by the council and to the locals as frequent road users. The matter has not been handled well by Sligo County Council, as I said, who refused to engage with us. That's where we're at, and we are pleading with them to engage with us, give us a voice, as is part of their customer charter. They commit to being open and impartial. So, you know, we expect them to hear us. And as I said, it is encouraging that so many people have turned out. It is reflective of the upset that all of this will have. The initial proposals for a walkway on the outside of the bridge were put forward in 2019. And when we first saw the markings on the road back in early July of this year, we were assured that there would be consultation and that engineers would meet with us and hear our concerns. That is now being said that was never the case. We were told that it was because of the cost, you know, that the cost didn't require them to consult with us, which sort of beggars belief. So we are appealing to them to let common sense prevail, treat us with a bit of equality and fairness, and respect.
There had been calls by yourselves for the works to halt until such time as talks took place. That didn't happen.
No, that didn't happen, and that's so regrettable. I mean, early last week when all of this started, or on the 4th of July, 5th of July, there were passionate appeals made to the engineer involved and to others to cease the works, have the public meeting, which was held and very well attended on the 12th of July, and thereafter, you know, negotiate or whatever. That was the council, Clydeco County Council, have persisted in going ahead with the works despite the concerns, very genuine concerns, that have been identified by the locals.
Anne McGlone, you're a pedestrian here, you use this route frequently.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on these works?
No, I'm very worried about it because, as you can see, there's a hump bridge up there, a blind. So the footpath is going to be that side for me, for because whereas I would be walking this side the road naturally to go straight up. But when I go up, we are going to have to try and get across the road to get up to Pine Grove. Whereas, and then when the school is opened and the complex is there, this is crazy with cars. And when children are coming out of school, well, the secondary, the parents will be there. There's cars parked all along up there. And then the parents are parked. And they're all here on the footpath and everything that's already here and at that estate. So you're walking in the middle of the road, if you know what I mean. Cars will have to come across a humpback bridge. And they're not going to see you. But you have nowhere to go because you're in the middle of the road trying to get home. And then the other thing is, because this is going to get so congested, we're afraid that the cars are going to come around, you know, from that road there out by the complex, and they're going to turn up for the Pine Grove Road. So I just can see bedlam, to be honest with you. It's just when everything is back up and running now, it is. But even the farmers, I mean, they'll tell you that. It's an awful busy road.
So will you feel unsafe once these works are complete?
Oh, I will. I already do, because the accidents that happens here on the Bundoran Road, all the cars are in these roads. And one of them, I just was within in the hedges trying to get home. And I haven't gone walking around here since, because it really did frighten me. You know, and they keep saying to you, you know, well, it wasn't their fault. They had to, the road was blocked. And they said, you'd want to get off the road. And I said, I'm trying to get home. I was already out walking, you know, and this can happen any time. But this is just making it worse. Like, it's 10 times worse. We can see cars all backed up down there and everything. Like, sure, it's just going to be. I just don't know, to be honest with you. But I will be afraid of my life.